IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
The presence of different scholars.
And God said, let there be light. And there was light.
The Creator made Adam in his image, then placed the world in his care. May you walk alongside the Creator in righteousness.
God of Abraham, take my child into thy hands, that he may live to thy service.
God has spoken to us before, through Abraham, Noah, Moses, and through Jesus Christ. Why should we be so surprised that God speaks to us now through Muhammad?
Viewpoint.
A critique of movies with religious themes on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of God, welcome to another edition of the program Viewpoint, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, who's the host of this program, and my two guest speakers, as always, Brother Yasser and Sayyid Abdullah. Brother Yasser, assalamu alaikum, welcome to the program.
Alaikum salam wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh. Again, shukran to everyone, Brother Muhammad Jawad.
Thank you very much. And Sayyid Abdullah, assalamu alaikum to you too, and welcome to the studio.
Wa alaikum assalam, bro, and thank you for having me again.
Welcome. Thank you very much for you coming actually to the studio altogether to help me actually criticize the movie The Ninth Gate, which is produced in 1999, directed by Roman Polanski. But before we begin our critique of this movie, let's take a listen to a short part of this movie, and then we'll come back with this criticism and the answers from you to guest speakers. Don't go away.
Watch out!
I didn't know you had it in you.
Back to the program, Viewpoint, the movie critique program on RIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, the host of this program, and my two guest speakers, Brother Yasser and Sayyid Abdullah. They're helping me actually criticize the movie The Ninth Gate, produced in 1999 and directed by Roman Polanski. Brother Yasser, let me start with you in this episode, probably the last episode we are focusing on this movie, The Ninth Gate. There's a part near the end of the movie where, you know, basically it's about the climax of this movie where, you know, or when Johnny Depp is involved in, you know, a fight with the bodyguard of a lady, the holder or the owner of one of the copies of that text. And Johnny Depp is trying to kill the person with, you know, a tool, I guess with a shoe, basically, right? And, you know, we see somehow the role of a devil somehow played or incarnated in that girl who was always around with Johnny Depp trying to help him actually succeed through these events. And she becomes so happy that Johnny Depp is trying to kill that man, you know? Don't you think so? Like, do you think that this is Satan incarnating that girl? And of course, in that case, she is becoming happy when you commit something wrong, you commit a sin.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yes, I mean, the movie showed that whenever there was a time that the plan, as she says, this is a game.
Yes.
And one of the other parts is a game.
Your
game is not over. Mm-hmm. Like when the other person, I don't know if you're going to ask the question, but when he burns himself, she says to him, his game is over, but yours is not.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like I mentioned many times, you have the devil himself, as we have in Islam, the waswas, So one thing we need to
obsession.
Mention, not even obsession, the one thing we need to mention is that the human faculty of thought. I'm going to go into it very quickly, but in general, there's four faculties.
Yes.
You have the sense faculties, mm-hmm. which you have sense faculties, which are obviously based upon the intellectual faculties, which are three, which are khayal, waham, and aql. Khayal, for example, is when is the concepts I have in my mind when I cut my senses off from something.
Mm-hmm.
For example, I have a pencil in my hand, I'm looking at it, if I close my eyes, the picture of the pencil is known as khayal.
Mm-hmm.
Waham is that
like imagination.
Like imagination, but it's not imagination that I created. It is imagination that has come to me from the objective reality.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have a waham, which is a sense of, for example, I cannot see love between a mother and a child, but mm-hmm. I know it's there. It's a sense of meaning, but in a specific sense. Love between mother and child, right?
Right.
It's there. I know it's there. Or friendship between me and you. We have friendship. But where is it? You can't show it to me. But I know it's there. Mm-hmm. And someone from outside can say, oh, you are friends. How do you
it's
know that?
It's not an objective reality out there, but...
It is objective reality, but it's not in terms of something sensually.
It.
It's not sensual, but...
It's not tangible.
It's not tangible. But it's there. Like so, someone like see us three sitting and say, oh, you three are friends or co-workers. Right? It's meaning. Mm-hmm. You understand meaning. And intellect, which is the what you call the kulliyab, is the taking absolute and universals from these things. The devil has the ability to play games with two of these four, the khayal and the waham, especially the khayal.
Mm-hmm.
He can play games with you in ways that me and you can never understand. He will make you see what in your mind as your mind is objective reality. And this is what happens to majority of people,
right.
The voices and whatnot and so on mm-hmm. and so forth as we see. So even here, for example, she might not be real, but what he's being seen, like if you saw, for example, the bodyguard, as soon as the bodyguard, that guy saw her,
mm-hmm.
he got scared. Why? What did he see that John Depp didn't see? And this is something to think, but to go back to your question, that here, that him killing that person did two things. One, it was a sin. Two, he's killing his own soul.
Mm-hmm.
And she, the devil, or whatever it was, needs a person with a destroyed soul to release him.
Mm-hmm.
So a person with a broken soul because of the sin that he's done will help the devil more.
Right. Thank you very much, Brother Yasser. Let's take a short break by listening to a part of the movie, The Ninth Gate, produced in 1999, directed by Roman Polanski, and then we'll come back with his criticism. Don't go away.
Videm tur in speculo chianti ai. Ne timiamus, nec laqueum, nec gladium, nec venenum.
Civitatus, civitate Domine, civilienibus corpora nostri hostos.
Back to the program, Viewpoint, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio, with me, Mohammad Javad, the host of this program, and my two guest speakers, Brother Yasser and Sayyid Abdullah. We are criticizing the movie The Ninth Gate, produced in 1999 and directed by Roman Polanski. Sayyid Abdullah, let me pull your attention to a part where the Satanists gathered in that palace or mansion, all right? And they are chanting or praying to Satan in Latin. But the translation goes like this. We devoted our bodies and souls to you, meaning Satan. The serpent is a beast that never sleeps, a beast whose eyes can see through the mirror of sciences. We give loyalty to you, Lord. Apart from the other parts, there are lots of questions around this, but what I want you to answer is, what does it mean? Whose eyes can see the through the mirror of science or sciences. What's Satan to do with the science?
The idea is that Satan himself, when he wants to misguide people, he has to have his tools and his methods which reflect
mm-hmm.
His own delusion or his own deception to mankind. And he can do that through science, obviously. And obviously what he did is he managed to get people to worship him instead of God, right? So Allah has nothing to do with it. It's all science. Science can explain it, so God doesn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the illusion that Shaitan did it through science, if this is what they're highlighting too. I mean, I don't know what the writers of the script, what they had in mind by this. But from what I can understand, from my own simple understanding, is that the reflection of Shaitan through science itself, and how he can use it to manipulate people as well, and he could have control of them. I mean, as simple as like even the devices that we have today, phones and what have you, it could be used as devices to misguide people, devices to commit sins, devices to do all the haram that the Shaitan can manifest himself through. So if this is what they meant, then maybe this is the answer to that.
Said Abdullah, my impression of these movies, because they are usually inspired by a Christian-dominated world, you know?
Yeah.
These movies are produced in those worlds where Christianity is the dominant religion, you know? And we see a lot of clashes or tensions between their religion and sciences, right? But you can see these tensions, these frictions between Islam and intellect, Islam and the sciences. It's as if they go hand in hand, you know?
See, the difference is that with Islam and Christianity from the beginning, they fought science, and science fought Christianity from the day one.
Yeah.
Right, where in Islam, from day one, Islam encouraged science.
It's not basically the real Christianity. It's basically the followers claim to the
Roman Church, right, or the Catholic Church. But in Islam, actually, was the opposite. Islam from day one encouraged knowledge, encouraged learning, encouraged writing, encouraged reading. Islam, you know, we go to the Golden Age, where most things are in Arabic names, and the Ahl al-Bayt, they had a massive role in mathematics, in algebra, in chemistry, in everything Islam had his hand. Even today, most of the major inventions of the human world that we live in is actually from the Islamic world as well, because Islam emphasized so much on learning and science, where Christianity fought it.
Yeah, thank you. Let's take a short break. By listening to a part of the movie, The Ninth Gate, produced in 1999, directed by Roman Polanski, then we'll come back with his criticism. So stay with us.
I'm entering uncharted territory, taking the road that leads to equality with God. Ooh. You can't come with me. I must travel alone, but you may look on and marvel.
It's very kind of you.
Indeed, it is. There have been men who have been burned alive or disemboweled for just a glimpse of what you are about to witness. I give you my allegiance, Master. I pledge myself to you, body and soul. Let me fear neither noose, nor fire, nor poison. Erase me from the book of life. Inscribe me in the black book of death. Admit me to the Ninth Gate.
Back to the program, Viewpoint, the movie critic program on IRIB English Radio. With me, Muhammad Jawad, the host of this program, and my guest speakers, Brother Yasser and Sayyid Abdullah. Brother Yasser, near the end of the movie, send them on a wild goose chase, basically, to gather all the texts, to compare them, analyze them, and then find the differences between them, and then try to use those special spells to summon the devil, all right? And finally, he set fire to himself, and he kills himself. But the thing is, all of these movies, or the movies like this, try to show that these, like, for example, these Satanists try to, summon the devil by being, a student or a servant of the devil, the Satan, and so on and so forth. But how can man become so naive to think that he can become Satan's servant or in union with him?
That's the problem of the human world.
Yeah.
So one of the things also, if you look at these movies, is that these movies themselves create an interest.
Yes.
The movie itself, not the thing, right? So people watching this movie, like you see, a lot of the movies that we've criticized has been on this theme of exorcism, devil worship, cults. Yeah. So it actually, again, like I said, no such thing as chance, but that it's a promotion of the devil within this particular industry, you know, the influence that he has, or the people who are working for him in this, because you're creating an interest in it. You're showing all these things are here. The point that you mentioned is that a human being always wants an absoluteness.
Mm-hmm.
And they feel, okay, I want a shortcut to it. For example, in Islam, we have the just you can become absolute.
Yes.
But you have to work for it. You have to sacrifice. You have to literally, you know, give everything you have in a manner and in a path that God has set for you.
Yes.
This is the easy way out. I want absoluteness. I want everything. And I feel that this being has promised me everything if I just give my servitude to him. That is the crux of it. That a human being, in his essence, it seeks perfection, seeks absoluteness.
Yes.
You either do it via the hard and long way, or you look for a shortcut.
Yes, true indeed. Thank you very much, Brother Yasser, for your nice contribution, as well as you, Sayyid Abdullah. Thank you very much for your nice contribution to the program, Viewpoint, the movie critique program, in which we try to criticize the movie The Ninth Gate, produced in 1999, directed by Roman Polanski, and thank God we have finished it in this episode. Thank you very much for listening to us, and inshallah, in the upcoming episodes, we come back with another movie and its critique. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Been men who have been burned alive for just a glimpse of what you are about to witness.